Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It is just gone 10:30 and it's time to talk to Lucy Barrett, style coach. Hello to you.
Good morning, Alex. Can we still say Happy New Year?
Yes, you can say Happy New Year. I think we can say it for one more day.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Once Happy it comes Year, to February, right. So we got in there quickly.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, no,
I said it to someone as well yesterday because it's the first time I'd seen them for this year. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yes. Beautiful sunny day today, isn't it?
Yeah. Crisp.
Sun always makes me smile, yes. Whether it's cold or not. Yes, I love the sunshine. I like blue skies.
Oh, honestly, always, yes.
Yeah, particularly cycling here. It's not so nice in the rain.
I cycled here too, but I have got very cold hands. I'll need to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Proper warm gloves for cycling.
You need the right gear for your life.
Yes, exactly.
We've talked about that before, haven't we?
Exactly. I thought, if anyone knows...
You need the right stuff for your life. That's what you need. Yeah.
And do you have knowing about... This may not be so good. It is an accessory. Glasses or something you can put over your eyes, stop your eyes streaming in the cold weather.
Oh. No? No.
Is that... I've just invented that.
Okay.
I want someone to build
me. So you're wearing your glasses?
I'm wearing my glasses, but my eyes still stream when I'm cycling.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. All right, we'll
move
on.
Maybe an optician might be the best person to speak to about that.
Yeah, Julian mentioned that as well, but I felt that comes with quite a cost.
definitely. Well, you've got to make your choices, Alex.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we're not talking about my glasses today. We're talking about New Year, fresh start for the year. What are we going to do? You told me already that you turned all your hangers. Now, I remember you mentioning this in the past.
I've mentioned this many times. Remind
everyone what this is for those that don't know what you mean.
Well, I think sometimes we have this collection of clothes and we don't always know from that collection what we actually wear and what we don't wear. So I've done this for many, many years. I don't know where I got the idea. It wasn't my idea. I read somewhere and I thought, oh, that's a good idea. So at the end of December every year, everything that's hanging on a hanger, I turn the hanger round because normally we would hang it. I kind of get with the hook going towards the that way, and I turn the hanger so it's hanging the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I wear it, I put it back the right way.
So then it becomes easier again to wear again.
It becomes easier to wear, but I can see what I've worn and what I haven't worn, and then at the end of the year. I can see the hangers that are still turned the wrong way, I haven't worn it this year. So then I can look at it and say, why haven't I worn it? Did I forget it was there? Is it I didn't go to an event that need, like I've got a couple of like cocktail style dresses that I don't wear, but I keep them because if I was called on to do that.
You're there.
Yeah. And that year I didn't buy any clothes. I was invited to a wedding and I had those dresses. I could wear one of those because I couldn't buy anything new. So at the end of the year, I can see what I haven't worn and then I can say, okay, why haven't I worn it? Is it something I want to keep or should I let it go? And have that kind of thought process of why haven't I worn it in the last 12 months, and there aren't many things now, but I do, that's like my annual end of December before the new year. I'll go through my wardrobe, turn all the hangers, and then I can see what I've worn and what I haven't worn, because I think sometimes we don't know.
That's a good very visual way of doing it as well, because we can kid ourselves or not even realize that we haven't. When was the last time I wore that? Hang on a minute. Or just the fact that you are looking at them.
Yeah, and after a few months, you can kind of just, have a quick visual look through and say, oh, I haven't worn that. Why haven't I worn that? Say at the end of the winter, where we're hopefully going to go into something a bit warmer. And then you go, oh, I didn't wear that this winter. Why didn't I wear it? Did I forget? Does it not fit? You know, like, so we've talked about riding our bikes. You know, some things I can't ride on my bike. You know, so just having that conversation of more of a conscious conversation with yourself of like, why
is that
why
style?
I worn
doesn't,
it?
I don't sort of, I've gone off whatever it is that I was wearing before.
Exactly. Although maybe my thing is, tired.
It will go back into fashion sometime, but it doesn't always.
No, or maybe it's looking tired.
You know,
and then it's time to say, okay, that's looking tired. Mm-hmm. Or like you were just talking before we came on air about things that there's nothing wrong with them, but you just don't wear them anymore for whatever reason, and you're passing them on. But it's more of a conscious conversation because you know you have or haven't worn it, and that's why I do it. Every year, so that's my.
And that's how you found the jacket that you're wearing, you said, because you said you haven't worn it for a while.
I haven't worn it for a long time, and I thought, I'm going to wear purple today.
So it looks lovely.
Thank you. Jacket. And I think sometimes we can get in the habit of wearing the same things over and over again and forgetting the other things that are there, maybe being a bit more creative with what we've already got, which is obviously, from a money point of view, is a good idea. You know, and if it's not fitting, can it be altered? Is it time to put it away somewhere else, and you know, if it does fit later on, bring it back, or you know, just but having the conversation more conscious rather than not really knowing what you do and don't wear in
exactly
there.
Yes, and that's living proof. If someone says to you, but you don't wear anything in that wardrobe, you can actually say, yeah. Or the other way around, you think, oh, hang on a minute, I haven't used that, and then it doesn't mean you have to replace it necessarily, does it? Just you move it.
Yeah, but or, even it might be thinking, you know, like you might say, well, I've got nothing to wear, and then you might think, well, why am I only wearing 20% of my wardrobe? What is it about the 80%? And then I try and give people the places to look. Is it the colour? Is it the style? Is it you don't have that lifestyle? Or is it it's just not you anymore, if it ever was? You
yes,
know,
yeah.
It might be that it's just not how you want to dress now.
That's like the impulse buy when you're out shopping. You want to find something. You can't find what it is that you actually want, but the sale's on, and then you think, oh, okay, that isn't quite, I'm sure I'll wear it sometime or something, and then you realise that isn't always the best way to.
No.
Then it's still sitting there.
Exactly.
Because you're like,
Or it doesn't go with anything else you've got. That can be the thing. Like, you know,
I'd
wear it if I had the right shoes or the right whatever it is. And then do you want to go and invest in that thing that would have you wear it or not? But it's making it more conscious, because I think a lot of stuff is unconscious. And you just mentioned sales.
Mm.
It's very tempting, isn't it? I mean, there seems to be sales all the time now, but particularly this time of year. But a bargain is only a bargain if you're going to wear it. You know, just being like, oh, the price tag, but it's not something, oh, it doesn't fit into, you know, your wardrobe. But I think for me, trying to make people more conscious about what they're doing and having it more of a planned, curated thing rather than I just did a jigsaw puzzle over Christmas and it had me think about, you know, when you open the box, it's just this random selection of pieces, different colours, sizes, and you've got no concept, how am I going to make this fit together? So it's a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. But without, you've got the picture on the box. If you didn't have the picture on the box,
You'd never get there.
Or you would, but it'd take you a long time. But maybe if people approach their wardrobe like that, do they have a picture? Or do they have a plan or a curation of what they want in there, what they need in there? Right, and then the pieces can all fit together and you can see, oh, there's a piece missing, or I've got too many, oh, that's from another jigsaw puzzle, like another life or whatever. And just, if you don't have that image or that plan, it all can become a little bit random. And I think that's what causes this, oh, I've got all these clothes and nothing to wear, because it seems like just a box of jigsaw puzzle pieces, but we don't have the picture on the box, if that
is a useful analogy. I love visual analogies like that. That will hold me well.
You know, when you open the box, like when you open your doors, how is it organised? Because when you do a jigsaw puzzle, you start, like, some people might do the outside first, or you might think, oh, I'm going to look for all the pieces that I've got grass on, or I just did a map of Cambridge jigsaw puzzle. So all the green bits, or all the people, I don't know, you know, if it's flowers, I'll do the pink flowers, and you start to categorise it and organise it to allow you to put it together. And I think if our wardrobes were a bit more like that, then we can actually see it.
Yeah.
Oh, those pieces are missing. Oh, God, I've got a lot of that. I don't need to buy any more of that.
Well, I can tell you, you will probably roll your eyes at this story, but for...
Good job it's radio,
right? Yeah, I know. You can't see her. Lucy will be rolling her eyes, but and it happens time and time again. So it is that thing of, you should begin to start learning that there are patterns here. That before COVID, so our choir... we used to sing, well, we still sing, but we always wear black tops, black sparkly type tops and jeans. But for Christmas thing, we'll wear all black, but sparkles as much as you want or whatever bit of thing. So what I got into the habit of is, oh, I don't want to wear the one I wore last time. I want to wear something different.
Yeah.
So
two
or three times a year. And then COVID happened and we haven't been done any concerts. So the Christmas concert was coming up. It was going to be all black, and I thought, right, well, I'll need a new jumpsuit for that. And I didn't have a jumpsuit because they kind of weren't a thing to wear so much.
You need a jumpsuit, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. So I bought one on Vinted, so I was very pleased with myself. But I bought it in about September. The concert was December. It was flipping freezing then. So it was this very thin, very nice, sparkly, thin sort of lurex, is it, a material. Tried it on, thought, well, that's all right, but it's going to be really cold. What can I wear underneath it? Opened my wardrobe, saw this lovely, sparkly kind of a tunic dress that I had from before. Wore that, of course.
Yeah.
And then when I looked, I was like, oh, look, there's another black top. Oh, look, there's another black top. Oh, there's a different one. So I have got rid of some of them.
Yeah.
I'm keeping some of them because I like them, but I could now work through those again.
But that's that thing, isn't it? Like, it's a special event, therefore I must have something new. Mm-hmm. That pattern, rather than,
oh, yeah.
You know, and really, who other than you, unless it's something really distinctive.
I mean,
who other than you would notice what you wore last year, you know, and it's as long as the condition's going to fit. Yeah, so, but is it interesting, isn't it? But now you're more conscious, and that is the word, isn't it? The consciousness.
It did make me smile, and did make me think of you as well. And now I have all my black tops light in a line.
Yeah. But even that, like buying it in September and it's for Christmas, that's all part of the lifestyle part, isn't it? Like it's going to be cold in December. Mm. It's not cold in September. And it's. But
if
it's
I've
making
got an
more
event
conscious.
That needs a black sparkly jumpsuit in the summer,
know where to come.
I've got it already.
I need to create one.
And also it had no pockets, which because it was quite thin material, which you couldn't put. So then I was like, well, where am I going to put my tissues? Where am I going to this, that and the other? Although the dress I wore didn't have that either. So that's another story.
But it's also looking at it after the event, isn't it? Being more conscious before the purchase, you know, then that people, okay, well, I love that, but oh God, that looks a little bit thin or whatever. Yeah, no, that's a fantastic story. But is you becoming more conscious, isn't it, of how you shop and what you're doing, and you like to wear things that are different, you know.
Yeah.
And getting to know yourself.
Yeah, and I've also realised that some of the things I did a thing of looking in my wardrobe and thought, oh, I've forgotten I even had that, more of that something the other day, and people were saying, oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to say, I've had it for ages, but I forgot about it.
Well, we talked about compliments before, didn't we?
Yes, and I did take them, don't worry, and I didn't say any more. Yeah. And but it made me think, I've been keeping various things for, in the quote, special.
Yeah.
And I've got too many things for special, and then I wear the same thing every single day.
Yeah.
And
aren't you special?
Well, you, of course, but it is true.
It is true.
Why not dress up all the time?
Doesn't matter. I mean, you've bought things you like. That's like you buying things you like, and you're not wearing those, you're wearing the okay things.
It is
very interesting, isn't it? How we think about clothes or not think about clothes, and it's really the feeling, isn't it? Like, how does that item make you feel? And if you know, and yes, it's about how you look, but it's so much more than that, I think.
Yeah, I feel that in the winter, I feel like I need to want to be smaller. I don't know what that means. I don't know how that in so that I want to be in darker clothes and I don't want to stand out. But then I think, why? That's just
well, you stand out, Alice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot that.
It's hard for you not to stand out, really.
Yeah, I do forget about that though.
So I think it's like, you know, being consciously curious about what have you got, you know, have you got the right pieces? If we go to the jigsaw analogy, have you got bits that belong to another thing? Yeah, and do you know, being conscious of it, that's really what it's about, and really looking in detail. Well, I love wearing this. Why do I wear this all the time? I haven't worn that for 12 months. Or 6 months or whatever it is, but you'll know if you turn your hangers, I know what I didn't wear last year, you know.
Yes.
because I've got a visual, that's the conversation. And then thinking, well, why? Oh, well, I just don't fit the colour, you know, and what is it? If you just forgot about it, then it becomes a new piece. So you think, oh, yeah, start enjoying it again.
Yeah, so it's all different things.
So it's the conscious, curious part that I think I want people to start, you know, being more conscious and curious about why do I wear that? And what are you drawn to when you're shopping? And things like that, and be more focused.
Thank you. That's absolutely brilliant. I like
and that's my word of the year.
Yeah.
Focus.
Focus and conscious curiosity. I like that very much. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Lucy.
It's lovely to see you again.
See you again next month.
Yeah. Take care. Cambridge Radio.